Greetings, Creakers. My mind and heart have been on other things this week and oops, I almost forgot about this column. So not a lot of time to think about what to write, but no problem because there is just so much music going on in the next week or so. Most local music is happening at the Legion and I would like to take this opportunity to focus on this local gem. Everyone knows where it is, some of us are regulars, some go occasionally and some never, but none of us should take it for granted. It is a place to drop in for a beer and a chat or an inexpensive tasty meal and an active venue for live music ranging from sing-along ukulele to your neighbor's basement band to local and imported groups making their mark on the music scene. Most importantly, it's ours and it's local. Some of us can even walk there. I am an irregular but value that it's there for others and as a possibility for me, and so renewing my lapsed membership is on my to-do list. Moving on to what's coming up. Friday the 13th, that's tonight, people. There will be three local bands, Phantom Limb, the acoustic alt-rock group The Valleys and the Locals with their original folk and blues. Saturday the 14th from 8 p.m. to midnight, it's the annual Winter Peanut Butter Jam. This fundraiser for the food bank has been going on since 2012 and just last year raised nearly $5,000 between the summer and winter events. Saturday's event features music by Slightly Twisted with guest musician Al Harlow of Prism. Tickets are just $15 with all the door and cash donations going to the Seashelt Food Bank. Then it's Thursday Jazz and then next Friday, January 20th, the rockabilly band from Vancouver, Cousin Harley, will hit the stage. Check them out on YouTube and you will want to be there. Tickets are $20 and $25 and reserving ahead is a good idea for this show. While on the subject of the Legion, I should mention that the annual general meeting is coming up on the 17th. Along with nominations for executive positions, they are looking for volunteers to help with bookkeeping, social media marketing, landscaping and a volunteer coordinator. If you are looking for a volunteer opportunity, this could be it. This might be the time to share a conflict I am experiencing about attending live shows. It's that mask thing. It's that wanting to just cast caution to the wind and dance my heart out and be done with it versus that deep-seated knowledge that I need to protect myself and others in closely knit crowds. It's an issue of overcoming that self-conscious feeling and sticking with the power of my conviction. I know I am not alone in this. Now maybe all this just makes you want to pick up a sword and go, snicker snack with your vorpal blade. Guess what? Now you can do that through the Sunshine Coast Mythic Blade Sword Academy, which will be offering two sword fighting classes for all ages at the hall on Sunday evening starting January 22nd. Who knew? Reserve your spot now www.mythicblade.com or mythicbladeacademy@hotmail.com. Oh, now I'm on a roll and can think of all kinds of things to write about. I just have to remember them for next week. Taking notes would help. That's a public reminder to self. Have a great week and please send me your events mouncyyvonne@gmail.com.